This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's a good time to be a television fan. There is more TV out there than anyone could watch, but the sheer volume can make it hard for new shows to stand out. Enter the Television Fest. It's like a film fest, but for fancy-sounding episodic content. As we speak, the first-ever Series Fest is underway in Denver, Colorado. Elizabeth Wagmeister is a reporter at Variety. She's written a new story about TV embracing the festival format and is with us now. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
So why do festivals make sense for television?
Festivals make sense for television because the TV industry is just booming. There's more content than ever on more platforms than ever. And festivals are really a great place for new shows and returning shows to get exposure. The best fans for TV are the ones that are going to these festivals. So they eat up anything. And when they're there, they're going to tweet about it. They're going to go on Facebook. They're going to go on Instagram. And then the buzz spreads. And TV is really taking a nod from film festivals, which has been doing it for years.
So how much of this is attracting the attention of the super fans who will tweet this and Instagram it? And how much is about attracting the press who presumably will also cover these festivals?
It really goes hand in hand. You know, you hit it right on the head there. When press is at these film festivals, you know, they're going to cover it. They're writing stories. They're pushing out a lot of content. I know that I am. You know, I've been at South by Southwest. We had reporters at Austin Television Festival. We're getting ready to go to Comic-Con, and we're writing numerous stories per day, you know, at least 5, maybe up to 20. So that's going to spread. That also gets picked up on social media, and the word gets spread around.
Do you have any sense of whether or not the festival format is paying off for the shows? Lots of these festivals are really young, right?
A lot of these are really new, and they're really rising in popularity. And something else that's new is just the addition of TV to film festivals or tech festivals. It really doesn't cost a ton for the networks if they're just paneling. However, a lot of these networks and studios are hosting bigger events. You know, they may be the opening night kickoff party for a festival. And I've spoken to some heads of marketing at networks, and they say it's worth it because when you're launching a show, you're marketing anyway. You're spending a lot of money. So to spend money on a festival, you're getting the type of exposure which other shows may not be getting.
And how different are these television festivals than film festivals? Do you watch multiple pilots in a row, or is it one at a time?
Some of them will have different screenings happening at the same time, so you have to choose. A big example of that is Comic-Con, which, of course, is film and TV, but there's so many fans that want to go that every room is jam-packed. But other ones, they'll just have one screening at a time, and I think it depends on how mature these festivals are.
Are there any shows that you personally have discovered at these television festivals?
Yes, Mr. Robot, which is premiering this month on USA Network, that actually premiered at South by Southwest back in Austin in March. And I was there, and it screened, and it won the Audience Award, and that really put it on the mark. Because of that, it's been able to go to other festivals. So I spoke to the head of marketing for their network and said, you're really, you know, putting this talent out there. You're shipping them around the world. They don't get summer vacation. You're probably spending a lot of money on putting this one show out there. Is it really worth it? And they said, you know, to get those accolades before a show even premieres is priceless.
Elizabeth Wagmeister is a reporter at Variety. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.